until that time, recognize they're not hurting anybody.
Exactly. You know, if I had kids, I'd bring them out to that particular event. And if I was somebody who had kids that was not necessarily in favor of the use of marijuana, of course, I am in favor of it. But if I wasn't in favor of it, it could be easily explained as simply, you know, telling the kids that, hey, these are people that are doing civil disobedience. And it's a, you know, it's a very important role to play in our society. It's one that's not played very often. And so I'm happy that that this is happening here. And you could talk to your kids about why smoking is not necessarily good for your health. But at the same time, you could talk to them about how self-ownership is also very important, and that one should be free to make the choices that could be damaging to one's own person.
Well, I think it's more likely they'll just say that's a bunch of dirty hippies or whatever, son, so don't worry about it.
I'm saying if I was bringing my
kids, I understand. I'm just saying that that's what likely the result is. However, Gardner, I want to talk about the public. You said get rid of public parks, and I think that when people hear things like that, they're just stuck to the ceiling.
It's radical. It's been,
And maybe what we, in fact, need that, you know, there are a lot of parks in this nation that are, in fact, not public in the sense that they're owned by the public, but are private in the sense that they're owned and sponsored by businesses, and they're handled much more efficiently.
Absolutely.
And the public is not, you know, their money isn't wasted on, you know, whatever somebody decides this park should be used for.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I think parks are probably the, you know, one of the small areas that the government has done, you know, they look pretty good.
They're the
most
innocuous of the offenses in many cases.
They're not terrible, and I'm not saying the government should handle them. I'm just saying it's probably not the first place to go.
But I think you make a great point. If you can bring up those positive examples of private parks that are run privately or run by groups, even sometimes nonprofit groups, I don't really mind that sort of a deal either. That's a lot of fun too. You know, you bring up Disney World, you bring up Canobie Lake Park. Here in New Hampshire, other types of things. There's a place in Milford, New Hampshire, that's all run without any government.
Right, and some of them have fees to get in.
Yeah.
Some of them don't.
Yeah.
And it really just depends. Maybe somebody will want a park. I mean, imagine all those rich people out there who want to have something preserved in their name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a nice park with their name on it, with a big bronze statue of that rich guy.
Now, to be fair, one of the things I like about being here in Keene, New Hampshire, is that a lot of the parks are taken care of by volunteers. There are volunteer associations that beautify these parks, and they do a fine job of it. And there are a lot of things that are sponsored, like benches and stones and things like that, that actually have names of companies and individuals on them. So that's a nice step in the right direction. Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15 and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free and invite you to enjoy them, including the bulletin board system, over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other like-minded individuals and get active. That's exactly what's happening here in New Hampshire, as hundreds of people have already made the move as part of the Free State Project to pick up their lives and move here to New Hampshire. And there are lots of different places within New Hampshire that they can choose as their destination. And all over the place, they'll find people that are waiting for them to get here, that are waiting to be your friend, basically. There are people that will help you move into your house. It's just an amazing group of folks, and they really are the best activists that I've ever come across. And the activism happening here in New Hampshire is just unlike anything I've ever experienced, and it just keeps getting more interesting over time as more new minds join the movement and they move here and they add their ideas into the mix, and that brainstorming happens and new ideas get generated from new people coming together. And it's just been a wonderful process so far, and it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made. It's been a great 3 years that I've been here now in New Hampshire. And of course, Gard, you're a New Hampshire native. You've been here for a long, long time, and you've got to be feeling good about this.
Ian, I was just thinking about it while I looked at you, and I removed cat hair from my mouth, pardon me. I was just thinking about it while I looked at you. I was thinking about the first time I met you guys and your comment about these new minds that come in. It really is such an amazing, dynamic, creative process to see the creative minds of people who believe in freedom, like you guys, what you do with Free Talk Live and what they're doing here in Keene and in other places around New Hampshire. And I'm just so, personally, it's just great to be friends with you guys. I'm on a personal level, it's just terrific. And to know that you all here believe in the similar ideas of freedom than I do. It's amazing. And New Hampshire used to be sort of seen by the from the exterior as this flinty state
where everybody was sort of libertarian-esque slash conservative, and then things started to change, and it got a little more, you know, sort of blue state-ist and more Democrat and so on. And now there's this rising tide that none of the political establishment can overlook anymore.
No. There was a call recently to one of the local talk shows here where the caller said that in the beginning she thought the Free Staters were just a joke, and then the crux of her call was essentially that now she believes they should be taken seriously.
Yes.
And serious as a threat, as in right. a threat to the status quo.
She wasn't saying this in a complimentary fashion, but it does show...
It's a backhanded compliment, though.
Right, that, you know, the whole Gandhi quote thing, which to me makes some perfectly good sense, and help me out with it, Ian, if I get it wrong, but first they ignore you, then they laugh at you. Then they fight you, then you win. And I don't have intention to fight with anyone, but at some point they are going to take people who are, you know, moving here for liberty, whether they're Free State Project members or otherwise or natives or whatever. They're going to begin to take them seriously. And I can tell you that elsewhere in the world, they're not.
Yeah,
but they're just not taking people that believe in liberty seriously. I'm sorry. In Washington, they could care less if you march on Washington, and even if it's the largest march in the world, and it may very well have been the one that went on recently, but they're not taken seriously.
Yeah, down in Sarasota, which is where I was born and raised down in Florida, I had a handful of folks that would be willing to help me out with some things that I was doing as far as liberty activism is concerned. But for the most part, I was just the long-haired dude standing on the side of the court, the side of the street on April 15th, all alone waving a sign, honk if you hate taxes. I mean, that's the extent. I got my picture in the paper for that, and that was the extent of any sort of coverage or any kind of dent that I made in the public. I guess, impact as far as the public's perception of what liberty activism is. And there's nothing. Yeah. There was nothing.
Press or not, it was just a joke. I mean, we hung it up on the radio at the radio station, and it would sit there getting more and more yellow as the days went by, and everybody just kind of look at it and go, hey, there's Ian.
Well, it is interesting to think about, because at a certain point when I was maybe in the 90s, when I first connected with Institute for Humane Studies and Foundation for Economic Education, of course, my dad had been on top of those organizations for a while, and Reason Magazine and all that, I found it interesting because it was almost an academic or abstract discussion with people. You would talk about, this is the effect of this philosophy on human beings. This is where this comes from. This is what this philosopher said. This is what this economist said. But now you've got people who are versed in that, who come from other areas more. Maybe they lived out in the woods. They just want to be left alone. You have this mix of people who are practical libertarians, who are practical anarchists, who are, of course, free marketeers, and it's so neat because now it's really coming about whether they're working
practical, as in they're actually doing.
They're
something.
Practicing it, yeah, and they're putting these ideas. And in the past it used to be great dinner table conversation.
Sure.
Like, oh, but what if this were to happen? It's like, well, guess what? It's happening.
It's happening right now, man. Exactly. Yeah. And you mentioned you were talking about the minds coming in here, new people coming in, mixing in with the people that are already here, and new ideas being generated from that. Sometimes they're not new ideas. Sometimes it's just an idea that somebody might have had where they used to live, but never would have had the support to pull it off. They can come here and see that become a reality. They can practice what they preach. They can actually, if you had a great idea or you have a great idea where you are, but there's nobody around with which, that's willing to step up and help out or back you up, you can come here to New Hampshire and you can, presuming other people agree with your idea, they're going to jump on board and they're going to get involved. In fact, what we're seeing happen now is the movement's getting so large with only a few hundred people having moved here.
Yeah.
More are coming. There are almost 10,000 that have signed the pledge to make the move. And you can too at freestateproject.org. But there are already situations that have come up where somebody's idea of good activism isn't necessarily another activist's idea of good activism, and that has resulted in some, what some would call schisms, mm-hmm. happening amongst the activists. There was one last week we talked about with the cannabis, one of the cannabis reformers that works within the system, getting very emotional and very upset at the couple hundred people that have participated in the cannabis celebrations that have happened here on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I think he burned some bridges that he probably shouldn't have as a result of that, but nonetheless it's an example of what happened has occurred here where some activists have said, we think this is a good idea, and they've gone off and run with it. If they'd waited to pass the idea around to everybody else and find out what they thought first, they would have found people that they respected saying, no, I don't agree with that, maybe it never would have happened in the first place.
Yeah, you know, decision by committee is often less offensive, but it's also often less effective, and it becomes very difficult to be able to get that sort of thing done. Oftentimes, you don't want to burn bridges one way or the other. But, you know, within this community, sometimes you do get some disagreement. Hopefully, things can be rebuilt. What I find interesting is you not only have the practical side of it, but also you have the ideological battle, which, of course, is going to continue no matter what. You know, we're going to see more issues coming up. We're going to have to mention things. We're going to have to mention authors and people who came before us, whether it's Murray Rothbard or Bastiat or Ayn Rand or whoever somebody wants to talk about. And I'll give you an example very quick as we head towards our break. My girlfriend Courtney's in her history class, and she hears the guy say, well, there was never any society that didn't have any government. So I told her about Murray Rothbard's writing on the ancient Irish and David Friedman's writing on the ancient Vikings in Iceland. So she can take that now because the Free State Project is gathering momentum and can seed that information elsewhere.
More coming up here. You can take control, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. You can enjoy ours. And that includes the chat room, by the way. Go to chat.freetalklive.com. During the show, it's the best time to find people, but it's open all day long. Chat.freetalklive.com.
In these economic times the way they are, it's probably a good idea that at every paycheck to put a little money away for savings, and probably the best way to put that money away, at least it seems to me right now, is either in gold or silver. And Free Talk Live has made it very easy to purchase gold and silver. Gardner's clicking together some silver liberties there. We made it very easy to get gold and silver, and even do it on a weekly or biweekly basis whenever you get your paycheck. All you have to do is call our syndicate, Midas Resources, 877-857-9938, and they'll do a little layaway plan for you, get 20 coins saved up, and then they can ship them off to you. We have several picked out, or you can, you know, pick some of your own, whether they're Mercury dimes or, pre-1965 quarters or Walking Liberty halves, or maybe you get big paychecks and you want to do British sovereign golds. Whatever, just call this number, 877-857-9938, and they will set you up on the layaway plan.
All right, so we'll take your phone calls here, and then we'll tell you about one of the things that happened last night, or the two things that happened last night here in Keene that were unprecedented, never happened before, and as I think has already begun to start to stir some more controversy amongst the activist movement here. Let's go first, though, to your phone calls about whatever you want. Chris is on the line in Texas on the AMP line. Hey, Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to call in tonight, particularly because Gard was on.
Hey, Chris.
Talk about the subject of science fiction and the various themes. And I know we've talked about it in the past, or I know Gard talks about it a lot on his podcast as well.
Yeah, it's easier.
A couple years ago,
I was going to say it's easier than talking about reality sometimes.
Well, one of my all-time favorites was this movie called Rollerball.
Oh yeah,
the original.
Yeah, with James Caan.
Very individualist. And a couple years ago, when it was remade, I often thought to myself, "Is there something behind this? Just, you know." They seem to have made the new film just a plain old action film. It's almost like they're trying to hide the existence of the old one because it might be a little bit too anarchistic or too libertarian themed.
So
fast forward, last week I find out that The Prisoner's being remade.
I know
it's being talked about on your site.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to look into this a little bit.
Now, wait a minute. Point of information, is The Prisoner being remade as a television show or movie?
Yeah, it's a TV movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like a miniseries?
Is it Jim Caviezel starring?
Miniseries on AMC.
Yeah. American Movie Club.
So I find out about it on, like, Wired Podcast or something like that. They're talking about science fiction movie. I start looking into it.
Yeah.
I find out it's on the American Movie Channel, and Ian McKellen is the character that's going to play number two. And I'm going to myself, you know, he doesn't really seem to me the kind of actor that would be on a series with this kind of theme. So.
Right.
I do a little bit more digging, and I find an interview with the writer, and it looks to me like they're going to be totally inverting the theme of the show.
Really?
Are you serious?
And I posted it on the Liberty Conspiracy site, but the writer, this guy's name is Bill Gallagher, he says, McGowan's piece was based on the assertion of the individual. And I allowed myself to look at it in a polar opposite way. What happens if the cult of the individual is allowed to run? And then, you know, there's a lot of other text, but he basically summarizes this. What if we live in a society now that's selfish and dangerous?
Huh.
Oh, man.
So, wait. So, that's my understanding. I've never seen The Prisoner. I know, Gard, you recommend it highly as one of the most, if not the most, liberty-oriented television show of all time. Mm-hmm. And so, what you're saying is they're planning on completely reversing the theme.
Boy, Chris.
Exactly.
And Chris, I see you posted. I'm over at the website right now. I'm over at the Liberty Conspiracy, and I can see you put the link up to this. And you go through your thought process, and that's really
to make you scream, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, far be it from me to tell anybody to restrict himself for not playing with an idea and making something new out of it, you know. But when and maybe it's my own personal feelings, because that was such it not only aspired to, but it achieved something in its execution. They did it right. They got it right, and they got it right beyond anything I could have possibly imagined. It is so ingenious, the original Prisoner series, that to then say we're going to take it and go completely opposite of what Patrick McGoohan is trying to do. The whole point, he's called the Prisoner, for God's sake. That's the point. He's the prisoner of the group. You know, I mean,
I'm not a man, I'm a number. That'll be the new theme.
Yeah,
right?
I got to look at that, Chris. Thank you. I got to check that out. That's very disappointing. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen some of the clips from it, but just the aesthetics of it and the set design
I've
and stuff.
I've seen all series.
Yeah, but I mean the remake of it.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, it looks really stupid. It looks like it's going to be out in the desert. And they're not on an island. I don't know how they're going to get Rover, the big balloon thing that would appear out of nowhere, how they're going to have that appear, you know, because it would pop up out of the water and all over the place. So it was the cool thing about The Prisoner, Chris, I don't know what you think about this, but just everything about it was so different and weird. And it was a self-contained unit. They knew they were going to do X number of episodes. They wrote it for that, and they had an out. They knew how they wanted to end it, and they had a message. For God's sake, they had a stinking message to that thing.
So it never jumped the shark?
They never jumped the shark. Exactly. That's like, for example, if you look at Lost, the minute the guys in Lost, J.J. Abrams and the production team there, knew that they were going to finish it at a certain point, the show picked up steam. It's going to be fantastic. It'll probably be one of the best things ever made on TV.
Whereas instead of just kind of going season by season, they'll cross their fingers, they hope they get a renewal, and then they keep, you know, writing
and drag out their core story. Chris, are you going to bother watching this, or are you not the new Prisoner?
I probably will. But I'm expecting the worst, I guess, is the way I'm
Well, maybe call us back. When's it coming out?
I think they said November 16th, somewhere around that time. I don't know if I even have AMC. I'm going to have to double check.
That's why they made torrents. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and let us know what you think about it when it comes through.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris, and thanks for posting over the site too. Appreciate it.
Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. Controversy bubbling up again here in New Hampshire after last night's occasion, the candlelight vigil that spread a little larger than, or it went elsewhere than. Perhaps some people thought it was going to. I'm not making much sense there. Let me explain. There was a candlelight vigil scheduled for Kurt Hoffman, who is the man that was attacked by the police prosecutor Eli Rivera here in Keene. Kurt is one of our activist buddies, and he was attacked in the secret courtroom at Keene District Court. He was injured to the point where they had to have an ambulance come out and carry him out on a stretcher. So there was a candlelight vigil scheduled because the judge, the man in the robe, had ordered that Kurt go to jail for 180 days because Kurt had essentially demanded that the judge use the word please when he was telling him what to do. So the judge wanted him to sit down at the desk.
Say please.
Because Kurt was in the audience. It was for the trial they were having for Kurt. Mm-hmm. So he said, you know, have a seat at the desk. And Kurt said, well, you know, I'd like you to say please. And that's where the conflict started, and it ended with Kurt being charged with contempt of court and being put in jail for 180 days. So we fast forward to the latest, by the way, is available at freekeen.com.
Before you fast forward, what was the original reason why he was in the court?
Because he was one of the six people that was arrested for disorderly conduct way back in April when our friend and co-host Sam from the Obscure Truth Network was arrested for videotaping in the court lobby. Kurt was one of six who stayed behind to monitor the screams that were coming from behind closed doors where they had taken Sam after the arrest. They were ordered to leave the lobby, and Kurt was one of six who did not leave. They were all arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. So this was one of those. This was one of the six trials, the last of the six trials. Plus, he was also in because they had pulled him over as he rolled through a stop sign in the middle of nowhere. So he was out in the woods, basically. No one was around, and he slowly rolled through a stop sign, apparently with his dog on his lap. I don't know if that's illegal or what, but he was pulled over for that. And so he was facing both of those charges because he wouldn't give his driver's registration when the cop came up to him at that incident. So there's more to the story. We'll explain here in moments. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include things like our Facebook profile. But one of the things we need you to do for Free Talk Live, because, again, we give you the website free, so we don't ask a whole lot in return, considering it's, again, free to you. But one of the things we do ask for on a monthly basis is for you to vote for Free Talk Live. And this is probably the easiest way that you can help the show out. And it only takes you a moment of your time. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month thing that we ask you to do. So if you've already done it this month, thank you. If you have yet to vote for Free Talk Live, and most of you haven't, please take a moment to go to vote.freetalklive.com. I think we only have a few hundred votes so far this month, and Mark, from what you've told me, 600. It's already up to 600 already.
Oh, it's very heated this month, and we need every vote we can get. So
right, we're about 100 votes behind from what I understand, and so we need you, if you've yet to vote for Free Talk Live, to please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It only requires your email address, and that will be used to verify that you're a real person, that's all. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com, and then once you've done that, maybe forward the link on to some friends or family members that you can count on to help you out with such things, because we need every vote. It's a very heated competition this month, and it's been a long time since we've not finished the month in first place. But right now we are in second place, and I think it's tie for second place.
Really close to us being in third.
So yeah, we need you, please, at vote.freetalklive.com, and we'll keep bugging you every single day until
until it's a threat now. That's nice.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Last night, what was a peaceful candlelight vigil was perceived as a threat by certain individuals. Not sure why. Apparently, candles are threatening to people. But what happened was the activists in the area had gathered together at 7 o'clock at night on a Sunday night to get in the central square area of Keene, New Hampshire, which was right in the center of downtown Keene, to hold a candlelight vigil for our buddy Kurt, who is currently in jail for 180 days for daring to ask to be told please when the judge the man in the robe in the courtroom was demanding that he sit down. And so he was thrown in jail. The candlelight vigil was scheduled for last night. We had probably had about 40 people show up for the vigil. Again, not great at estimating crowds, but I'd say the crowd was about as large as it was when we had a vigil for Sam, our co-host, who was jailed earlier this year. And so good turnout, lots of candles, a nice little occasion to be spending with some friends. Obviously, we'd rather have Kurt with us than to be doing something like that. But for what it was, it was a good time. And then people decided that we were going to move the candlelight vigil to Eli Rivera's house. Now, this is the man who attacked Kurt in the secret back room. This is the man who laughed at Sam, our co-host on this show, when Sam was being arrested and being tortured. He laughed at Sam, and he himself attacked Kurt Hoffman. So he's known as a man with a bit of a temper. He's the police prosecutor. He's also a sergeant. So he's a cop. He's a full-on cop who also has the ability to be the prosecutor. And so we went out in front of his house. Brought the candlelight vigil there, and we're sitting out front for a little while, and everything was relatively calm, but nobody seemed to be noticing inside the home that anybody was outside. So one of the group decided to walk up to the steps and knock on the door.
What time was this?
I don't know, maybe about 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So they knocked on the door.
See, this is the part that, I get why we had why people decided to take the candlelight vigil out in front of Eli Rivera's house.
Mm-hmm.
People in glass houses and throwing stones and all that. That makes good sense to me. It's the going on the guy's property and knocking on his door just to make sure that he knows that we're out here with candles. Like, it's a little too, proud, the hubris is there. Like, look what we're doing, hey!
Well, I think that the person who knocked wanted to talk to Eli. And so that's what you do when you are at someone's house and you want to talk to
him. What do you think the chances are that Eli wanted to talk to him?
Well, as it turned out, Eli wasn't home. And
so they said.
okay, that is what was said. We had no reason to disbelieve the woman that answered the door and told us that. She asked if we had a message for Eli, and so a few people said a few things to pass on to Eli. She decided that she didn't want to hear any more of it, and she went back inside. And Mark, you're right. Some people didn't agree with the individual that went up and knocked on the door. Some people thought it was a good idea. Some people just within the group of activists there did or did not agree with that particular action. That's why I'm pointing out that this, you know, what happened last night is not something that is necessarily agreeable to all of the activists up here. But I think that things like this are important. I think that it was really past time for something like this to happen. These government people have been aggressing against peaceful people for too damn long, and they've been getting away with it time after time. And now finally, after they've aggressed against Kurt Hoffman, we brought a few consequences to their homes. You know, you don't get to leave this job at work. Your family should know that you're a violent individual, that their husband and their father is a violent, dangerous man who has an anger problem. They should know that. They probably already do, because they are his family. But, you know, in case they don't, they should be made aware of it. And so the woman came to the door, and she poked her, you know, stepped outside and asked if we had a message for him. A few words were said. She went back in, and a couple minutes later, the crowd walked away. We walked down
Sounds
the street.
All right.
Right. So
was she upset or anything? Or she just like, no, thank you, I'm all set. And then everybody walked away. And
she wasn't visibly upset.
No, there was no argument.
No, there was no argument. Not at all.
What were they going to say? I mean, you know, there's a whole bunch of people, crazy people, out in front of my house with candles.
I don't think it's
talking,
crazy.
You know, it's all my husband's doing is doing his job. I mean, you know, this woman, yeah. You can say whatever you want, Ian. I'm only trying to
paint
a picture as to what she might see these people as doing. And what she sees is a bunch of people who have, you know, probably to her mind, been just advocating nonsense to the community. And, you know, she sees her husband as a guy who's doing his job. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
sure. And she needs to know that his job is hurting people.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I'm sure that message just got portrayed to her very well.
We went away. And while we're walking down the street, I had given a couple people rides. We'd already gotten in our car and headed out. But a call came in over the two-way radio from Sam and Meg. They said the police had showed up at that point. So I turned around, drove back, and I arrived on the scene, grabbed my BlackBerry, and started quicking the situation. And that video is available at freekeen.com. You can see about 14 minutes of the interaction that happened between the activists and the police. So the police decided to come up and create a scene because everybody was leaving. There was no problem until the police decided to show up. So then, you can see that footage, and then toward the end of the footage, Eli arrives in a very angry fashion, storms out of his Jeep, which ironically enough has a license plate that says peace on it. So he storms out of his Jeep.
P-E-A-C-E or
correct.
P-I-E-C-E?
P-E-A-C-E.
We were joking about that on the website. Before.
And so he approaches Sam, who was the closest to him, and accuses Sam of being on his porch. When in point of fact, it wasn't Sam. It wasn't me. It was somebody else entirely. But he was very upset, and the cops actually had to restrain Eli and get him out of there. So they could, you know, the cops knew this guy was losing it, and he clearly has a temper problem. So then after that, we decided to take the candlelight vigil up to Ed Burke's house.
Because things went so well.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Things did go well. There were no arrests. Everything was fine.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just expressing ourselves, and I think we have a right to do that.
Whatever, man.
And so then the protest, or not protest, but the candlelight vigil then went across town. I guess it is a protest, but it's a vigil, so it's not loud and obnoxious like a protest would be. So the candlelight vigil went across town, up the hill, to where Judge Edward Burke, the man that wears the robe, lives.
The nicer side of town.
And, yeah, it is a lot nicer. So in this particular area, there weren't necessarily neighbors that would have been able to see us from their homes, but if they were driving by, they obviously would have noticed what was going on, because there were about 20 people still at this time. There were more people in front of Eli's house, but this, you know, the night was getting later and later as this was going on.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And all this started at 7 o'clock in the park, then moved to Eli's, then moved to Judge Burke. And so you got about 20 people, candles lined up in the street, people holding candles, just gathering outside of Ed Burke's home. And we're standing out there for a while, and then somebody gets the idea to order some pizzas. So the call was made. Some pizzas were ordered. And I was I'd walked down the street because I had an interview scheduled with a journalist student that wanted to ask me about the Free State Project. And as I was in my car doing the interview, I noticed a truck pulls up. And now Ed Burke drives a truck.
Yeah.
And the truck slows down and stops in front of the group of activists, then pulls up into the driveway. Well, apparently it wasn't Ed Burke, but he did mention, are you looking for the Burks? And yes, we were. We're pretty sure that was his house.
Yeah.
So then the truck goes up into the driveway, and a few minutes later, all the lights in the house go out.
So he called over.
No, I think
Ed
Burke lives in that home. I'm certain of it because when during the situation with my couch thing last year, I had sent a letter to Ed Burke at that address, and he acknowledged receiving it.
All
so
right.
If he doesn't live there, he gets mail there. So all the lights in the house go out at once. And shortly thereafter, four police cruisers came up the street. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'll tell you the rest of the story, there's not much left. We'll also take your calls here about whatever you want. Hour number two is on the way, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Was a candlelight vigil appropriate? What do you think?
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.